This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Right now, read a story over the weekend. Want to get feedback. 877-881-1053. Did you have a go-to video game player or team? If so, who was it and why? The whole reason this came up is the creator of NBA Jam finally confirmed a long-standing conspiracy theory. And you know I love me some conspiracy theories, from how Kevin Costner almost ruined Cal Ripken's streak, to the frozen envelope, to Michael Jordan being forced out of the game for 2 years. The Last Dance tried to end that conspiracy theory. I'm not having it. And so the conspiracy...
David Stern,
yeah,
the refs in 2006 and saying, we're stopping this Maverick run immediately.
I don't even believe that's a conspiracy theory. I just believe that's factual. By the way, good timing for this, as Netflix is reviving Unsolved Mysteries. However, the host is going to be different, so I just don't know if it's going to work. However, the host of NBA Jam said he programmed it that if the Bulls were playing the Pistons and the Bulls took a last-second shot to win the game, it would always miss. Because...
Oh, is he a Piston?
Incredibly petty.
He, I mean, of course, that's where the best things come from, is pettiness. And so... he was a Pistons fan, and he was the lead programmer for NBA Jam. He loved the Pistons. Obviously, he hated the Bulls because of the rivalry there. And he said, this came out at the height of the Michael Jordan era, and like the Bulls had since surpassed the Pistons. And so he made sure that this was always a little hiccup in the game. So I'm
even like on a dunk or layup, like you juke the guy, yeah, and you had it,
you
like
miss.
Just like you're gonna win, and
then you don't, which is genius. How, I mean, like, I'm just envisioning how mad Bassick would get if he was going in for the dunk with Luka against the Lakers, and every time it missed the dunk, and he's like, it's a mother effing dunk. How did you not make that?
Oh, yeah. Man. You know what? This lends a whole bunch of credence to all the folks that lost and were like, you know what? The game's cheating.
Yes.
The game's cheating. Oh, yeah. No way.
Look, because we all know, nobody's ever legitimately lost a video game.
Mm-hmm.
It's because the game was cheating or the controller didn't do what you told it to. Like, that's just a fact of video gaming. So
I was pressing the X button.
I know. I jumped. I moved my controller to make the jump better, because we all think that's a thing.
When I got destroyed in those four MLB games that I played in Derek Holland's league, there was plenty of times where my guy was close enough to make the pop fly catch, stop making me get exactly where it needs to be. I'm close enough. Let the computer catch it.
All right. And then it didn't work and you got angry. Yep. I heard the audio for that. So I wanted to know, did y'all have a preferred video game team or player? Did you play as your home team? Already a bunch of feedback, and then I want to get to you guys. From the 972, Emmett Smith in Madden 94 is unstoppable. I would rush for over 1,000 a game with him.
Woo.
Oh my God, how long was that game? That sounds amazing. From the 713, NBA Jam 94, Phoenix Suns, Barkley and Kevin Johnson.
Yeah, that's
He's
tough.
On fire! NBA Jams, I can't remember the year, but it was without Jordan, and you could dominate with Reggie Miller and Rick Smits. Oh, I remember Rick Smits.
Put some respect on that man.
I will. And did you know the reason that they didn't have Jordan in that game is they could not get him to sign on because, you know, They probably were trying to get him to sign for an approximation of what everybody else signed for, and he was like,
well,
no.
you don't get that from just the video game. You just signed. Barry Bonds wouldn't do it either. They just weren't part of the Players Association.
Because they weren't going to send their likeness out for any of that nonsense?
So what you do is when you sign with the, you know, MLBPA or NBAPA, you know, that is your consent that all video games, sports cards, you know, all stuff like that, you've now signed off that – those companies have paid Major League Baseball or NBA or the NFL a lot of money so that they can do that. They can make cards of you, put you in the video games, and people like Michael Jordan and Barry Bonds refuse to do that. So just for example, when I gave up the home run and I was going to sign like 1,000 8x10s and Bonds was in the picture, Major League Baseball called up my agent and said, you can't do this. You can't make money off of this because Barry Bonds is in the picture, which makes it a non-official Major League Baseball photo. And so we don't want you doing that.
So you must just think he's a swell guy, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't great, but that's just the way it is. Some things will never
From the 817 Seattle Mariners, Ken Griffey Baseball on N64. Always got to put that cheat mode on for those automatic home runs. From the 214, I threw a no-hitter with Roger Pavlik in Ken Griffey Jr.'s baseball on Super Nintendo. All right, and that's the thing, because, like, I see NCAA 2006 Vince Young, Bo Jackson at Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah.
He was unstoppable. The 2002 Ravens were my team because of Ed Reed and Terrell Suggs and Ray Lewis, and but Michael Vick was unstoppable. But I'm more intrigued by the people who did the no-hitter with Roger Pavlik to the...
Oh, so like when I used to play NFL Quarterback Club 99 with Brett Favre on the cover and always choose the New York Jets and find a way to get Vinny Testaverde as my quarterback?
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. So I know it's a video game, and I don't really know who we're trying to impress, especially if you're playing in 99. You're not on that online community.
No.
Like, you're playing against your friend or the computer. But I am definitely more impressed by you taking it down with Vinny Testaverde than you picking it up with Michael Vick and going ham on everybody. I was like, I mean, I'm glad you won, and I'm probably angry about it, but I'm more impressed by the skill it takes to win with Vinny Testaverde.
Yeah, that's the funny thing is, like, when you're selecting teams and some people, you know, have, like, a certain team that they really liked, I think that a lot of people maybe a little bit closer to now – when you're playing one of these games, it's kind of ends up being like the modern form of like a duel. Like, hey, let's settle this. Let's take it to 2K or let's take it to Madden or whatever. And I think I enjoy the rules around it where it's like you don't pick a specific team. It's like you have three randoms. You know, there's a feature where you can hit random and then you pick one of those teams. And I think that shows your prowess at the game more than, okay, I have this team and I know the ins and outs of how they work, rather than I can beat you with a certain set of players and just figure out the best way to win.
Now, this might be the most famous one from the 918 Bo Jackson Tecmo Bowl game over. There was a clip, and they showed it on Family Guy. It's a five-minute quarter. The guy snaps the ball to start the quarter with Bo Jackson, runs up and down the field. Like, he runs all the way to the goal line, all the way back to his own goal line, and then all the way back to the other goal line, just avoiding defenders and tacklers the entire way. And the other person is just getting furious. And then they score with 0 seconds left on the clock. So they used up the entire quarter on one play and ended it with a touchdown. I would definitely quit that game and be furious at that point. Now, Bassick, I know we've joked about, like, your lack of desire to play video games now.
Yeah.
Was there a time, whether it was growing up or whatever, that you had a game, a team, or whatever?
Well, as a kid, RBI Baseball was a big game for me. And
did
I
you ever
liked
play
being...
Bases Loaded?
I think so,
okay.
But I liked RBI Baseball way better. And so I liked being the Cardinals at times because you had Vince Coleman, Ozzie Smith, and they made Tommy Herr fast too. Also, Willie McGee was super fast. So that was a super fast team where sometimes you could do bunts and stuff and get on base pretty easy, then steal bases. And if you got in a rundown, you could get out of it. I also liked being the Boston Red Sox on that game. They had a lot of power hitters. And at the time, 86, they had made it to the World Series. Then you had Roger Clemens throwing heat. So that was a game I really liked. I've talked about it before. Right around 02, college football, I would be the University of Texas. and you would have Roy Williams, and I always forget the other kid, and he's a man now, but he was at South Grand Prairie. He was the other receiver, and you could put them in crossing routes and in different situations on one side, and Chris Sims was the quarterback, Benson was the running back, and I could do some pretty special things with that University of Texas team.
From the 817 NFL 2K2, Brian Westbrook every game. That made them an Eagles fan for life, even growing up in North Texas.
Yikes.
Rod Woodson on Tecmo Bowl from the 832, punt and kick returns for touchdowns almost every time. Michael Vick in Madden 2004, seen a couple for that. From the 817, man, I was always so cold with Caron Butler and 2K. From the 817, NBA Live 98, Nick Anderson never misses a three. And from the 469, this is speaking to me as a kid playing video games. NES Ice Hockey, the all-fat guy team. All right. If you played ice hockey, I always wanted the all-fat guy or all-skinny guy team. Because if you were all-fat guys, if you ever touched another player, they would fall down and you would get the puck from them. But if you were all-skinny guys, you were easily the fastest team. If you could just avoid the people, you could do wraparounds and you could chomp out every single person. And yeah. I would always play the USA in hopes that we could win the world championship.
I never understood. In that sport, you could choose the size of your player. But in RBI baseball, everybody was fat and white. And you're just like, I don't get this. Like, how come in the
chicks
hockey game,
the long ball,
at the same time, you could have a skinny person, a normal person, and a fat person? RBI baseball was like, they're just all fat.
Got to be able to hit home runs, Mike.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. Yeah, and they just said RBI baseball from the 469. I always called it fat baseball because they look like blobs.
Yeah, they just made everybody was a blob no matter what.
Man, now we're talking about instantaneous feedback, and multiple people are saying, are you referencing B.J. Johnson? That was the wide receiver, perhaps, for Texas from South Grand Prairie.
I believe so. I believe so.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.